Macmillan Audio presents Eighth Grave After Dark by Dorinda Jones. Read for you by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. Sometimes I crave pickles. Other times, I crave the blood of my enemy. Weird. Charlie Davidson. There was a dead tax attorney in my closet, sobbing uncontrollably into the hem of her blouse. She'd been there a few days now. It made getting dressed in the morning awkward. I would have avoided her altogether if I could, but it was my only closet, and it was microscopic. Tough to ignore chance encounters. But I had to get ready for a wedding, and sobbing tax attorney or not, I had to get into that closet. I couldn't let my bestie down, or my uncle, the man with whom my bestie was gracing her presence for as long as they both shall live. Today was the big day, their big day, the day they'd been waiting for since they first laid eyes on each other. It took some finagling, but I finally got them to admit their feelings for one another and commit, and I wasn't about to let a tax attorney ruin it. Unless, of course, she was there to audit me. I didn't think so, though. Usually the person crying at an audit was the client, not the tax attorney. No more stalling. I braced myself and opened the door. She sat curled in a ball in the corner, crying like there was no tomorrow, which for her, there wasn't. A name tag she was wearing when she died read Sheila, with tax attorney.